Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. As always, I am just so blessed to be able to have this time with you to study in God's Word. We've been making our way verse by verse and line by line and precept by precept through this Gospel of John. Today, we entered the 10th chapter of the book of John, and I encourage you to get your Bible and to read along with us as we study. We love to study God's Word to find out what it is He has to say to us about Himself, His Son Jesus, and His ways and the ways that He wants us to live in this world. So we always go to Him in prayer because He is our true teacher. And let's just do that right now. Heavenly Father, we bless You. We thank You for Your Word. We thank You for Your Son Jesus, who paid the price on the cross for the penalty of our sins. And Lord, we're just so grateful to You that You made a way of salvation, and that way is through Your Son, Jesus. We believe and trust in Him. We believe in You, and we know that You want to teach us today and to guide us into all truth by Your Holy Spirit and empower us to live according to that truth by Your Spirit as well. So we want to just bless You as we begin this study, and we do so in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is Not Entering by the Door. It's taken from the book of John, chapter 10, and verse 1. The apostle John wrote how the formerly blind man told the Pharisees who questioned him, "Since the world began, was it not heard that any man opened the eyes of one that was born blind? If this man were not of God, he could do nothing." They answered and said unto him, "You were altogether born in sins, and do you teach us?" And they cast him out. Jesus heard that they had cast him out, and when he had found him, he said unto him, "Do you believe on the Son of God?" He answered and said, "Who is he, Lord, that I might believe on him?" And Jesus said unto him, "You have both seen him, and it is he that talks with you." And he said, "Lord, I believe," and he worshipped him. And Jesus said, "For judgment I am come into this world, that they which see might see not might see, and that they which see might be made blind." And some of the Pharisees which were with him heard these words and said unto him, "Are we blind also?" Jesus said unto them, "If you were blind, you should have no sin. But now you say, 'We see,' therefore your sin remains." And in chapter 10 and verse 1 of the book of John, he shared how Jesus said, "He that enters not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbs up some other way, the same as a thief and a robber," where we read, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that enters not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbs up some other way, the same as a thief and a robber." The verse reads, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that enters not by the door into the sheepfold." John began with the words, "Verily, verily," which means, "Truly, truly," or "Surely, surely, I say unto you," or "I, Jesus, utter, declare, and proclaim to the people listening to him, that he that enters not," which means the person, whether male or female, "who does not make entrance or come in by the door or through the means of the opening entrance way or passage into the sheepfold," which means to the group of sheep. John shared how Jesus told the people listening to him that anyone who does not come in or make entrance into the fold of the sheep will be recognized as follows. The verse continues, "But climbs up some other way, the same as a thief and a robber." John added the words, "but climbs up," which means, however, nonetheless, notwithstanding, and moreover, ascends, arises, and springs up some other way, from elsewhere or from another place. The same is a thief, which means the person who ascends another way exists as an embezzler, stealer, and pilferer, and a robber, and a plunderer, freebooter, and brigand. John shared how Jesus said anyone who ascends through the door into the sheepfold in another way is an embezzler, pilferer, plunderer, and freebooter. When we think through John's words in this verse, we learn how Jesus stated that he alone is the way to be part of the sheepfold of God. Anyone who attempts to be part of the kingdom of God in another way exists as a thief and robber. Those titles are not very desirable. And because Jesus was sent to be the Savior and Lord of the world, anyone who believes and trusts in him will be forgiven of their sins and never known as embezzlers and freebooters. God desires to have a personal relationship with every person who yields to his son Jesus. And any other way to become a part of the sheepfold makes those who attempt it as ones who steal from God. Next time, John shares how Jesus says, "He that enters in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep." So read ahead and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word. In Jesus' name.